The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes so it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord. I've told some of you this before, but I thought I would tell this story again because it's so interesting with regard to the gospel this evening. My family moved to a farm right after I graduated from eighth grade. Needless to say, being a teenager and suddenly living on a farm in the middle of nowhere was a shock to the system. We were the city kids in a very rural farming community. We had to make new friends. Our town had 136 residences, 142 after the six of us moved there. And my graduating class at the regional high school had 62 seniors. At the time, I didn't fully appreciate so much goodness that surrounded me. It often felt like hardship. My dad's full-time job was being a CPA, but we farmed just like everyone else. He grew up on a farm as a child, and he missed it. Those were years that I learned discipline, responsibility. They were years that I learned how to focus better, to be successful in the things that I do. Maybe having less social interaction was a benefit in the long run. My brothers and I were good students and hard workers. It was on the farm, too, that I learned a lot about God's creation. The miracle of life was something that you did not take for granted. Everything is fragile. Caring for the animals placed in our care, plowing the earth, tending a huge garden, watering, pulling weeds, helping our mom with all the canning of fruits and vegetables for food for the winter to come. Once we even processed, I use that word as a sanitized word for a very messy reality, we processed 100 chickens to put in the big freezer. You didn't take anything for granted. Needless to say, Kansas was not wine country, but my dad was determined to try to make wine. We planted maybe 16 vines, I don't recall exactly how many, and we watched them grow. Looking back on the farm through the filter of the gospel makes me realize how Jesus himself lived in an agrarian culture, and he was always using these metaphors of daily life to explain our relationship with the divine. You see, pruning is absolutely necessary if you want success. There is only enough strength in a grapevine to produce a certain number of large, juicy bunches of grapes. So you start at the roots. Depending on the climate and the variety of grape, you only allow a certain number of sprouts to grow out of the stump in the spring. If it grows wild, you'll get too many branches and you won't have any harvest of any value. Once the branches grow out horizontally on the wires, you must again prune them back to a certain number of new branches and clusters of blooms So the energy of the plant will be sufficient for them to grow the developing bunches of grapes to size. If you have too many bunches, the grapes won't grow large, and they will resemble berries. Of course, these can make some pretty good jelly with a lot of sugar, but the vine grower wasn't looking for jelly, he was looking for wine. Jesus uses this image that everyone was familiar with there at his time to explain how the vineyard is the kingdom of God. It exists for a purpose, so that each branch, us, can be pruned effectively through discipline, responsibility, and spiritual growth to produce each our maximum yield, depending on our climate and variety, to be the best we can be. But the pruning process is not very pleasant at times. I think about those years on the farm and can realize in hindsight now how valuable those years were, even if I could not see it completely at the time. As Jesus indicates in the parable, we need to be very much aware that the alternative to hanging on the vine is death. As soon as a branch is separated from the roots, there is no sap, and the branch immediately withers in the heat of the day. Life is a process of pruning, and so often we can only see these things as conflicts or punishments. This is where we need to start changing our understanding of life. Our life in this vineyard has only one purpose: to yield goodness and holiness in abundance, to truly live in the divine life of God, not to avoid discomfort. The sap that flows through you now and flows through me now is the blood of Christ. This perspective is so different and so precious than merely an understanding of natural things, although natural things are beautiful enough in themselves. We are talking about another level of being entirely. That life which flows through us is so precious, and we are overwhelmed with joy and thanksgiving for such a great gift. God is shaping us to be one with the vine and produce the fruits of salvation for the world, which Jesus himself began, the mission we have received in his name. I look back and realize the lesson wasn't really about Dad's wine at all. That wine was really bad, by the way, to be honest. Horrible. There is a reason Kansas isn't known for its wine, and I don't believe any amount of climate change will ever turn Kansas into wine country. But now in retrospect, if I am looking, I can see the hand of the vineyard owner, the master gardener, at work then, and at work in my life now, and in the lives of everyone I meet. It begins with thankfulness and proceeds with a humility that allows God to go to work in us to complete his plan for each and all of us.